It's time for all you Antifa cupcakes and snowflakes to wake up. Mama has to wash your black hoodie. It's time for your monthly shower.
Billy, wake up. It's time to get up. George Soros has got your paycheck ready.
Wake up, snowflakes. It's a new day. Time to get out of your parents' basement! Time to go to work, protesting. You know George Soros don't pay those that don't protest, so get your ass out of bed. You better get going, you cute little brown-shirted piggies. You're listening to the White Man Radio Show.
The more you run over a dead cat, the flatter it gets.
Mob rule. Portland streets, New York City streets. Antifa went wild over the weekend. Now these are the headlines, you Antifa piggies. These are the headlines you pray that you'll see as you pick up mommy or daddy's newspaper or watch television headlines on mommy or daddy's television set. While you lounge around in your week-old underwear in the basement playing video games. There's a word out there that describes you leftist people, so-called Antifa. That word, the operative word to describe Antifa, is worthless / reprobates. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the little Antifa piggies, the brown shirts of the DNC, the Democrat Party, had a lot to do this weekend. Old George Soros was handing paychecks out left and right. But before we get into that, people have been saying, Mr. Dwight, man, just what is Antifa? Well, Antifa movement is a conglomeration of left-wing autonomous, self-styled, black hoodie-covered, anti-fascist militants, as they call themselves. But in reality, they are anarchist and fascist pigs in the whole sense of the word. But Mr. Dwight Mann, where do these people reside? They reside in the United States. Those big cities that are owned and operated by militant leftist mayors, Democrats, in states that are ran by Democrat governors, you know, Oregon, Washington, New York City, and they also reside overseas across the pond, such places as England, the United Kingdom. You'll find those foul-mouthed anti-culture, anti-hate England, anti-hate America, you'll find them there. You'll find them anywhere that there are people who have been trained and indoctrinated to the point where they hate America and what it stands for. And at the top of the heap, they go after anybody that supports, votes for, and loves President Donald J. Trump. One of their main missions is to shut down freedom of speech. Whenever the people of the right want to speak, Antifa will be there to bust them in the mouth, to intimidate them, and shut down their God-given right, freedom of speech. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, Antifa, the principal feature of, is their use of direct action. In your face. busting out windows, burning cars, smacking you in the mouth, foul mouth, every other word is the F word, hate America. They go after anyone who loves and, like I said, supports America. They love to harass those who they identify as fascist. In other words, anybody that stands against what they stand for. Anarchy. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, Antifa is also made up of other groups such as Black Lives Matter, who use the word racist to beat people over the head that do not agree with them. Antifa, recently in Portland, Oregon, and they reside here. I guess they run that city. It seems like Mayor Ted Wheeler has given these people, Antifa, carte blanche access to the city streets to tell people of the city of Portland, Oregon, where they can drive and can't drive. They direct traffic, and they will beat your car, and they will beat you up if you don't agree with them. All along, the police of Portland sit on their motorcycles or in their police squad cars and watch it go down. They don't do anything. Mayor Wheeler has told them, stand by. Let it happen. But then he comes out and says, I was appalled by what I saw in that video over the weekend. But I support the Portland Police Bureau's decision not to intervene. He said this at a press conference. This whole incident will be investigated. Investigated my ass. You know, ladies and gentlemen of America, Antifa and those groups on the left, they are nothing more than supported by the Democrat Party, paychecks handed out by George Soros. They stand there and they bust people in the mouth, hard-knuckled gloves, firearms, batons, knives, and people of the law enforcement agencies of Oregon, New York City, and such say nothing. So, my little Antifa piggies, just what do you hope to accomplish other than a George Soros paycheck? You are all a worthless bunch of frustrated snowflakes who don't work, don't contribute one positive thing to your community, to America, to the United Kingdom, to England. Let's face it, you are worthless. Mob rule is your game. That's your game. You know, ladies and gentlemen, when the money dries up, Antifa will disappear. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. I'm your host, The White Man, and I will be back behind the microphone real soon. Until then, hang in there, Mr. and Mrs. Joe Sixpack of America and England. Antifa fascism will fade away as the leftist money dries up. One more thing. November 6, 2018. Vote against the Democrat Party, the sponsor of Antifa and all leftist groups. This is Dwight Mann, host of the Dwight Mann Radio Show. Have a good one.